Good day, Mr. Media. I'll talk to Faith Ford, who you'll recognize from her classic role as foil to Candace Bergen for 9 seasons on Murphy Brown and 3 seasons opposite Kelly Ripa on the sitcom Hope and Faith. Stick around. Maybe Dan Quayle will call in to offer a comment on Corky's character growth. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top music-related bestsellers, such as Kiss and Make Up by Gene Simmons, The Man Called Cash by Steve Turner, or even one of my recent favorites, Keith Richards' Life. You can also download Will Eisner's A Spirited Life. It's the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of people who still aren't sure which one was Hope and which one was Faith in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Corky, you promised me you'd have this stuff out of here. Can't you make any more room in your office?
No, my office is jammed. I've already got my computer resting in Socks the Cat's old litter box.
Really? What would something like that go for?
In another generation, Faith Ford could have been the star of The Mary Tyler Moore Show. She's got that same TV spunk. But being recognized for nearly a decade of fine work as ditzy Corky Sherwood on the TV news satire Murphy Brown worked out pretty well for her as she got to nurture the character all the way from airhead to featherweight. From there, she moved into a headlining situation, co-starring with Kelly Ripa, you know, Regis and Kelly, on an ABC sitcom, Hope and Faith. They played sisters on that show, which ran for 3 years. Yeah, I got to be honest, I'd like to say something clever about it right here, but I never saw it, and Faith, I'm really sorry about that. If I had only known that one day we'd be sitting on opposite ends of a phone line, you can bet you I would have watched. Faith Ford is back.
Thank you. Well, that was such a nice introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. And I was just going to add that you're back on network TV with a new NBC movie, Field of Vision, this Saturday, June 11th at 8 p.m., playing, I think, a mom of two teens who get involved with an old malfunctioning video camera. Obviously, folks, Faith Ford is here. Faith, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, thanks. There actually, it's one teen and one in middle school. So it's sort of, you know, that in between. And a lot of parents have that sort of, you know, age group of kids these days.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, we just actually had a middle schooler move into high school, so I get that completely. And tell us something about the movie. I get the malfunctioning old video camera, but you know, from reading about it, it's one of those things that's not as clear to you as it would be to actually seeing it.
Yeah, it is actually something that it can be confusing if you're actually watching it. The field of vision, basically the field comes from the fact that, you know, my son plays on a football team and he's a high school quarterback. The vision part is the camera. Basically, this little girl thinks she's seeing things in the camera that are real and really going to happen. But obviously the mother and the son and everybody around her doesn't believe her and they think she's just imagining it. And they just sort of say, you know, it's okay. And they're not mean to her. They just don't believe her. And in the end, interestingly enough, a lot of the things she's saying ends up happening. But basically the movie is about bullying. That's the deep subject matter of this movie. A new kid moves into the school that my son goes to that I also happen to be a guidance counselor in. And I identified with that. My mother was a school teacher in the school that I went to when I was in elementary school, so I know what that's like. So I find myself knowing this new kid that comes into the school on an intimate level right away because I'm the guidance counselor. I bring him into the school. I'm the first person that meets him and introduces him to his class. And then my son is actually on the football team, and he shares classes with this kid. So he ends up seeing this new kid get bullied just because he's new and just because he happens to be smarter than one of the other kids on, you know, his friends on the team. And you know, classically, you never know what causes someone to be bullied. But in this case, he answers the new kid answers the question that the kid that's, you know, the bully can't answer in class. So it embarrasses him. So all, you know, sorts of calamity ensues because of that. And he just starts picking on this new kid. And my son sort of knows about it, but he turns a blind eye, sort of, you know. And a lot of kids are that. They're the observers, and they say, well, you know, it's not such a bad thing because they're only kind of teasing him. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't stop it then it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sort of perpetuates the problem.
There's certainly a lot of talk about bullying these days, trying to you know, make it go away. I don't imagine, though, from what I remember of the schoolyard, that something like that's ever going to go away, because we can talk to adults and even late teens all we want, but bullying just seems to be a part of life, unfortunately.
Absolutely. It's a big part of life.
Now you mentioned you play a mom in this movie. I want to ask you something. I hope this isn't an awkward question, but do you remember the first time that you were cast as a mom, as opposed to a single gorgeous character?
I absolutely do remember my first role as a mom. It was a Lifetime movie. Mm. Called Her Desperate Choice. And it was a tough one for me because I didn't have my own kids. I was like, I don't know. I don't have that experience to pull from. So, but what I did was what I've done since then, because I still don't have children, is that I said, wait a minute, I can do this because I know what it's like to be a child, you know, and I know what it's like to identify with being a mom, because I would be a mom right now. So the only part I have to make believe is the being the mom part. But let me just tell you, if you have been close to anyone that's been a mom, you can certainly identify. And I just go to that place of the reason I love working with kids is just I just keep trying to connect with those kids. Because sometimes if you do have your own children, it can interfere with that mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
But I get both sides, and I listen, and I actually have fun working with kids, you know. And this movie is not an exception to that. We have amazing kids, and kids can teach you a lot. And I'm all open to get stuff back from them. And I love to observe. I observe what they do. And I like to get to know them. I become better as an actor because of it. So you don't see any complaints from me.
Now, did it bother you as an actress, though, that first time you were casted as a mom, to go, hey, wait a minute, they're seeing me a little older than they used to?
Only if it seemed like an old part, but most of the parts I've played have been really accurate on the age level and the type of character it was. And, you know, I can't say I haven't been, you know, I got offered to be a grandmother in something. I was like, okay, come on, be real. I was like, I don't know where you're going, but I can't make that step at this point in my life. I have to at least go into my 50s before I can do that.
Well, I saw that Diane Lane is going to play Superman's mom in the new Superman movie, and I went, no, Diane Lane is not old enough to play anybody's mom, is she? Really?
I guess she's my contemporary. We're right at the same age. I mean, I'm 46. I'm going to be 47. I think she's somewhere around that, but... You know, interestingly enough, if you've got a 20-something-year-old Superman, she could play his mother.
I guess so. I just have to set aside my disbelief. So let me ask you this. I've got an invitation in my hand to a reunion of every one of the 50 men and women named to People Magazine's Most Beautiful People in the World list circa 1991. Who, besides you, will be in attendance?
I don't know if I'm going to be in attendance. I don't know.
Do you remember who else was on that list with you?
No, I have no idea. I don't think about those things.
Oh, but...
That's so funny.
Certainly. When that came up, what I wondered is, because this is something that is never going to happen to me. No one's ever going to put me on that type of list. How do you find out? I mean, does your publicist call? Does People Magazine call and say, hey, you know, And what are your duties?
I thought it was rigged.
Really?
I thought it was rigged. I did not believe that at all. I don't believe any of that kind of stuff. It's so funny to me. I think it's all, I always believe it has to do with hype, or somebody just is bored one day and says, I want somebody new. Let's just pick it out of a hat.
Oh, no, I don't want to think that. I mean.
Well, I like to think that. Maybe it keeps me humble.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, last question. I didn't know this. I had read, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that you and Jane Leaves were once roommates.
Yes, we were.
And so I'm just curious if there's any chance you might turn up on her new show, Hot in Cleveland, do a spot.
That's funny. I'm recently on Twitter now, and Jane, she followed me on Twitter, and that's the question that she keeps getting asked. Hey, listen, and I also, Valerie Bertinelli's a good friend of mine, and I've known them for years, and, you know, stranger things have happened. I'm not looking for a gig at this point on, you know, in that they seem to be very well handling it themselves. I don't know if they could take one more girl on that show. I think that they're doing just fine. But we would see. It depends on sort of what the part would be and everything. But I do need to visit them, so maybe I'll visit at least. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Well, listen, folks, you can see the still lovely Faith Ford, whether she accepts her place on that 1991 list or not. She's in NBC's new TV movie, Field of Vision, Saturday, June 11th at 8 p.m. And we just learned that she is on Twitter, so you can find her on Twitter. Faith, thank you so much for joining us in Mr. Media today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more original interviews with America's top TV stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. And show your support for Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also leave a voice message that might be used on a future Mr. Media show by calling 1-727-498-4711. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Hi, this is Parvesh Chhina from NBC's Outsource, and you're listening to the wonderfully kind and annoying Mr. Media.